Good morning, church. Are you excited to be here this morning? Because I am. You know, today, just like any other day, we have an opportunity to decide what kind of day we're going to have today. It's our choice. So, our first song today is, we bring the sacrifice of praise. Sometimes we don't necessarily feel like singing and praising the Lord. But that's what we're going to open up with. So let's stand. Let's open up in prayer, and then let's begin. Father God, we thank you once again that we can be here. Now, Father, as we come to you, and we don't have to stop like the Israelites did in the old, at the Holy of Holies, but we can go straight through to your very throne room and press in toward your presence. Father, we thank you for your Holy Spirit here, just meeting us once again, that as we lift up our voices and we give forth praise, that you would just magnify it and make it awesome. We thank you for this now in Jesus' name. Amen.
We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. Sacrifices of thanksgiving, and we offer unto you the sacrifices of joy. We bring sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord, and we offer unto sacrifices of thanksgiving, and we offer unto you the sacrifices of joy. We bring sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord, and we offer unto the sacrifices of thanksgiving, and we offer unto you the sacrifices of joy. We bring sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord, and we offer unto sacrifices of thanksgiving, and we offer unto you the sacrifices of joy.
Amen.
I have found His grace is all complete. He supplieth every need. While I sit and learn at Jesus' feet, I am free as free indeed. In His joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. In His joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, the help has never yet been told. I have found the pleasure I once craved. It is joy and peace within. What a wondrous blessing I am saved from the awful gulf of sin. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, the half has never yet been told. I have found that hope so bright and clear, living in the realm of grace. Oh, the Savior's presence is so near. I can see his smiling face. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. All that has never yet been told. I have found the joy no tongue can tell, how its waves of glory roll. It is like a great overflowing well, springing up within my soul. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. All that has never yet been told. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. All the half has never yet been told. Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord.
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 And he,
shall lift you up.
Higher and higher, and he,
shall lift
you up. Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord.
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 And he shall lift you up higher and higher, and he
shall lift
you up. Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord.
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 And he,
shall lift
you up higher and higher, and he,
shall lift
you up. Up into heaven, and he,
shall lift
you up. Higher and higher, and he,
shall lift
you up.
Amen. Man, that's a good song, isn't it?
Beautiful.
Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord, and you don't have to worry about exalting yourself, because he will lift you up when he wants to.
God is able, more than able, to accomplish what concerns me today. God is able, more than able, to handle anything that comes my way. God is able, more than able, to do much more than I can. God is able, more than able, to make me what he wants me to be. God is able, more than able, to accomplish what concerns me today. God is able, more than able, to handle anything that comes my way. God is able, more than able, to do much more than I could ever dream. God is able, more than able, to make me what he wants
me to be. God is able, more than able, to accomplish what concerns me today. God is able, more than able, to handle anything that comes my way. God is able, more than able, to do much more than I could ever dream. God is able, more than able, to make me what He wants me to be.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Now, as we sit there and we sing that song, we think about physical infirmities. But God is also able to heal us from bitterness and anger. Amen. And other emotions that we have such a hard time letting go. They're tied to memories. They're tied to things that happened in our past. And God says, I am also the God that healeth thee of these things. So many times we think about physical infirmities. We're going to sing this song again. God is able, if we're able just to let it go, to say, God, I give it to you.
Amen.
I can't, for instance, the bitterness, I can't release it, but God, help me to get rid of that. Let's sing this one more time.
I am the God that healeth thee. I am the Lord your healer. I sent my word and disease. I am the Lord your healer. You are the God that healeth me. You are the Lord my healer. You sent your word and healed my disease. You are the Lord my healer. You are the God that healeth me. You are the Lord my healer. You sent your word and healed my disease. You are the Lord my healer. You are the God that healeth me. You are the Lord. You sent your word and healed my disease. You You are the Lord, my healer. Trust in you. I will trust in you. Let the weak say I am strong in the strength of the Lord. You are my hiding place. You always fill my heart with songs of deliverance. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. I will trust in you. Let the weak say I am strong in the strength of the Lord. I will trust in you.
Amen. You find that in Psalm 31.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to His side. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way. Seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to His side. With love and strength for each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way. You'll lead me, and rivers in the desert will I see. still remain, and he will do something new today. Oh, God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way. A roadway in the wilderness, he'll lead me. And rivers in the desert will I see. Heaven and earth will fade, but his word will still remain. And he will do something new today. Oh, God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way.
Amen.
God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. I love him so. I love him so. I love him so. He's so good to me. I praise his name. I praise his name. I praise his name. He's so good to me. Jesus is real. Jesus is real. Jesus is real. He's so real to me. He saved my soul. He saved my soul. He saved my soul. He's so good to me. I praise your name. I praise your name. I praise your name. You're so good to me. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me.
It's just a matter of taking the time to look and find the ways that God has been good to you. It's easy to concentrate on all the negative stuff, but we have a lot of good things happening in our lives too.
Beautiful beyond description, too marvelous for words, too wonderful for comprehension, like nothing ever seen or heard. Who can grasp your infinite wisdom? Who can fathom the depth of beyond description, majesty enthroned above, and I stand in awe of you, I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to whom all praise is due, I stand in awe of you. And I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to whom all praise is due, I stand in awe of you. You are beautiful beyond description, too marvelous for words, too wonderful for comprehension, like nothing ever seen or heard. Who can grasp your infinite wisdom? Who can fathom the depth of your love? You are beautiful beyond description, majesty enthroned above. And I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to whom all praise is due, I stand in awe of you. And I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to whom all praise is due, I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe. Could not satisfy. And then I heard my Savior speaking, draw from my well that never shall run dry. Fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole. There are millions in this world who are craving the pleasure earthly things afford. But none can match the wondrous treasure that I find in Jesus Christ my Lord. Fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole. So, my brother, if the things this world gave you leave hungers that won't pass away, my blessed Lord will come and save you if you kneel to him and humbly pray. Fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole. Fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole. Thank you. Jesus, I surrender. All to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him. In His presence daily live. I bow, worldly pleasures all forsaken. Take me, Jesus, take me now. Jesus, I surrender. Make me Savior, wholly Thine. Let me feel the Holy Spirit. Truly know that Thou art mine. I surrender all. I surrender all to Thee. Surrender all to Jesus, I surrender. Lord, I give myself to Thee. Fill me with Thy love and power. Let Thy blessing fall on me. I surrender all. I surrender. Now I feel the sacred flame. Oh, the joy of full salvation. Glory, glory to His name. I surrender all. I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all.
Praise the Lord and good morning. I'm standing in here for Satiris today, and he had a setback from last week. If you remember, last week he was not here. He had gone to the hospital, and they put a catheter into him and were able to drain him out. But last night he developed some more bleeding, and he had another stoppage, so he had to go to the hospital again today. So we're going to pray that God will heal him and take care of that. So as we pray for the offering right now, would you stand with us, and as we go to the throne of God. My Heavenly Father, I want to thank You and praise You right now, that we can always come to You in times of need, in times of joy, in times of sorrow and grief. You never leave us nor forsake us. We can always come and pray and seek Your face. And Father God, we lift up Soterios to You right now. The Father God, as the medical staff attending him, Lord, we thank You that Your hand will guide him, and that Father God, he will have relief, and that, Lord, they will find out what causes the bleeding so that he can be healed. And we lay him on the altar right now. We thank You that you're going to bring him back to us again and give him many years of this earth to walk with you, to pray for the sick, to do deliverances, Father God, to love his wife, and to witness, and to be Soteris, a man of prayer. We thank you for that. And Father God, we want to pray right now for the offering that we're going to take here, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for blessing it, multiplying it, and that you will give us an abundance today, that we should be able, Father God, to pay the rent, and mortgage, payments, so Father God, we can keep this ministry going. And I give you great praise and worship right now for having answered this prayer. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may be seated.
At this time, the people at Resurrection Life of Jesus Church are giving their tithes and offerings as part of the worship service. You too can participate even if you're not physically with us by writing out a check and mailing it, or using the donation link at the bottom of the homepage. Please remember that God uses His people to finance His work on this earth. God gives us the ability to work and make money, and in return asks that His people give back a tenth. Thank you for being obedient and being part of our service.
I'm going to share with you today something before I preach my message. And this week, I was kind of jolted, and it's not very often that that happens. But this week, as I received some different emails and information, I was actually shocked when God showed me where we're at and what is happening. And I'm going to begin by reading 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 8. And this little mini message, what I'm going to share with you is holding back the Antichrist. Before I read this, let me just talk to you a few moments. The Bible says we are going to have an Antichrist. We're going to have a world government, and it is something that we dread. We don't want it. And for years, I kind of pushed it into the future. It will happen someday, but not in my lifetime. And the Bible says that there is something holding back the Antichrist. There's somebody holding him back. And this week, I have got to show it to you before, but much stronger. The Holy Spirit is the one that is moving on the earth with a power. But holding back the Antichrist is the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit working through the church. And this week, I was devastated when I realized what is happening to the church, the body of Jesus Christ. Let me read to you right now from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together to him, that you be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except to come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Now, Paul tells us here there will be a falling away. And the falling away is not among the sinners. It's in the church. Verse 4, who opposes and exalts himself all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he is God, sits in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember you not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. And now you know what it holds, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity does already work. Only he who now lets will let, until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Satan has been working hard to bring in the Antichrist. And over the centuries, the church has been there. We have seen dictators take over portions of the world, different empires, but eventually they all fell and were destroyed. And they had to bow at the feet of Jesus. The Holy Spirit is using the body of Christ, his church, to hold back the forces of the Antichrist. But when the church is destroyed, there will be no restraints. Now, I really want you to think with me here this morning. This week, we saw jubilant homosexuals dancing in the street of New York because the New York legislators voted to legalize homosexual marriages. The commentators were quick to point out that a number of Republicans had joined the Democrats doing this. Now, why could it happen? Because, you see, these lawmakers are simply ungodly. They're not serving the Lord. Their constituencies are not serving the Lord. Where do we get congressmen and senators from? From the people. And if people are getting less and less saved and more ungodly people, we're going to get ungodly laws. Why do you think we got bad legislation in America? Because we got bad legislators coming from a bad population that doesn't know Christ. Homosexuality is one of the things that is rampant right now. Have you do know that the Antichrist is going to be homosexual? And thus the spirit of homosexuality is also the spirit of the Antichrist. He would have no regard for women. And the homosexual is selfish, only thinking about himself, and he is in rebellion against God. In this city here in Sacramento, we have a large Presbyterian church. And I want to simply say this, God bless the Presbyterian Church of Fair Oaks that voted a few months ago to leave the Presbyterian Church USA because the denomination has decided that homosexual ministers may minister. And the congregation here simply said, do not go along with it. And they had to pay more than close to $2 million to buy back their buildings from the denomination that the church here had paid for by their tithes and offerings over the years. We're in a battle. Now, if I would have lived, I lived in 1950, but I was too young. But if I could go back in 1950 in the time, and I could go into churches in America like the Presbyterian, Lutherans, Baptists, Pentecostals, and say, do you know that about 60 years from now, you're going to have homosexual ministers in the church? They would have said, never in America. This is a Christian nation. It was. It is declining. Let's talk about babies. In World War II, the total death toll for people killed, civilians, soldiers together, 80 million people. 80 million people died from 1939 to 1945. As we stand here today, 70 million American children have been murdered since 1973. That is a huge population that has simply been taken out of circulation. In the 1950s, the church would have risen up and said, absolutely not. Any politician that is for abortion or judge, we will impeach them, we will vote them out, they cannot be in office. But the church today is a different church. It is destroyed. Men and women are living together today. It's common. And they simply say, why get married? Let's try this out and try that out. Marriages are going away. There is adultery and fornication. Do you realize that just about every television evangelist we have in America today has been divorced, been in adultery, fornication, homosexuality? There's very few of the national television evangelists and pastors that have not been divorced or been in adultery. If I would have said it to churches in 1950, they would have thrown those ministers out. But the church does not do that today. Instead, we lift them up and call them great. Evangelical and Pentecostal churches are in discussion how to merge with the Roman Catholic Church. Did you know that the Assembly of God's denomination in America since 1988 has a standing committee that meets regularly with the hierarchy of the Roman Catholic Church in Rome, and they are discussing how to work together. And what the Assembly of God's missionaries are in countries where there are a lot of Catholics, they work with the Catholic priests. And they are thinking of merging eventually with the Roman Catholic Church. In Sweden, which has gone further than anything else, the Baptists, the Mission Covenant churches, the Pentecostal churches are in dialogue with the Roman Catholics. Monasteries have been opened up again. They're working together hand in hand and saying, we are one. The church in Sweden has gone to hell. And we are following them faster than fast. Now, what really got my ire this week was Rick Warren. Now, he's a mega pastor, Southern Baptist. He influences about 300,000 pastors worldwide that are feeding at his website every week, buying his sermons, getting his newsletters. Now, he is spearheading a movement called Chrislam, which is a merger of Christianity and Islam. Not long ago, Rick Warren was a keynote speaker at the American, North American Islamic Convention, where all the Muslim leadership in North America gathered. He was a keynote speaker. Before he got into his message, he said this: before I shake hands with you, on behalf of Christianity, we apologize to you for the injustices we have done to the people of Islam. There was no mention of all the murders that took place by Muslims against Christianity. In his speech to this convention, he did not say that Jesus is the Lord, that he's God. He talked about the need for Christianity and Islam to come together to work for peace, to work for a global solution to problems. And this last week, hundreds of churches in America had what they call an Islamic day in their churches, where the Sunday school program, the lessons were taken out of the Quran, and they were studying the Quran in Sunday school. They read from the Quran in the pulpits, and they simply spoke about unity, Chrislam. We've got to merge. We got to get rid of the extremists, the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, and extremist believers in Christ that are pushing Jesus only. He's the only way to salvation. We are extremely got to be pushed out of the way. Now, I share this with you to simply let you know this, that the hour is much later than you and I know. When Rick Warren prayed at the invocation for Obama when he was inaugurated, he did not use the name Jesus. Instead, he used the name Isa, I-S-A, which is the Islamic word for Jesus. That's how Rick Warren prayed for our quote-unquote Christian Barack Obama president. There is a devastation going on in the churches. And the pastors are simply destroyed. The church today has no backbone. The Antichrist will roll over us. I predict it will not be long before we have a federal law pushed on us that will give same-sex marriages to homosexuals and be mandated to spread into the whole United States. The day will come when we will have, when they will legalize the pedophiles, and we are going down the drain. Because the church is destroyed, the lawmakers coming up are evil men and women, and they will vote in an evil legislation. As I prayed, I was awake during the night, and I said, God, why is it that we in this church have this knowledge? We have this understanding. And we seem to be able to hit so few. I feel like having a BB gun shooting elephants. And I said, God, when are you going to move? And the Lord showed me this, that the key are all our cyber members. You cyber members are the key. You're the one that hold the gas pedal. If you will talk to people where you live and say, check out Resurrection Life of Jesus Church. Check this ministry out. If you will financially support us, if we can increase our cyber members to 1,000, 10,000, 100,000, 1,000,000, we could make a difference. You might say, well, I'm only one person. You might be sitting in Canada. You might be sitting in Sweden. You might be sitting any place on this planet. And you say, I'm just one person. Listen, it starts with one person. If all of you would simply say, today, I am going to be counted. I'm going to put my money into this ministry. I'm going to put my prayer into this ministry. I'm going to put my effort into this ministry. We can make a difference. We can still rescue people and push for revival and awakening. But you see, if you're the cyber members and you're not here, if you do not uphold my hands, if you do not give us the finances, if you do not give us the numbers we need, we will be overrun. We will be like General Custer when he had his last famous stand. He simply had more Indians than he had bullets. And eventually they all died as they were overrun. What I plan to do is this. I have written 3 books. The Kabbalah books, 1, 2, and 3. They are a beginning for you to understand the world government. What is happening today. And to those of you that are watching us, we will send these 3 Kabbalah books. Any offering you give, I'm not going to put a price on it. Anything you give, we will give you these 3 books. You just tell us. You got to tell the people that are handling this, I want the 3 Kabbalah books. Some of you have them already. But if you haven't, we give them to you. You are now holding this ministry in your hands. You, the congregation here, and the congregation outside. I am in your hands. Either I will be a force to reckon with in this nation and world, or I will simply fizzle out because we've run out of gas. Will you do something about it? Time is short. I hate to see the Antichrist coming on the scene. I'd like to push him back. Will you help me?
This is going to be our prayer time, and we have a few things here to pray for. This is a letter that came in, I believe, from New Mexico. We're not going to put any last names on it. Dear Pastor John, please accept a little offering. I'm very grateful for the message that you have been sending us through the mail. I will try every month to send an offering. Would you please pray for my husband? He is addicted to pornography and alcohol. He knows the Bible. He used to preach and minister to the lost, but has lost his fire, has turned to alcohol and pornography. Please help us. Keep us in prayer. Thank you. And it's signed by this lady. So I'm going to pray for this husband that used to be a pastor and now is an alcoholic, and into pornography. As chaos is increasing in the world, let us pray that God will use our ministry to reach people for Christ before it is too late. Pray that God will send more people to us, both cyber members and local members. Also pray that God will increase our money supply. We also need someone to come to our ministry and help us with video editing. This is crucial. If you are watching us and you have the gift of video editing, would you consider moving to the Sacramento area? We need someone very, very badly. If you live in the Sacramento area, would you call us? And we'd be more than happy. This is from Switzerland. Martin from Switzerland is in need of prayer. For a number of years, he has been plagued by tormenting demons that would not leave him alone. It causes confusion in him, and it brings havoc to his wife and children. Pray that he will be able to receive God's forgiveness and come into peace. Speculation last week drove oil prices up 3.78 per barrel, and oil ended up at 94.94 per barrel. The world government is ruthless and doing all it can to force the price of oil upward. Praying without ceasing for the oil market to be filled with confusion and that the world government loses grip on pricing. God can and God will send confusion and destruction upon these people. Remember, when oil prices go up, food prices go up, and people in the third world nation are always starving, and higher oil prices make it worse for them. And then finally, we asked last week for prayer for help with our Social Security taxes. We had a need last week of $5,000. That need has been reduced to $4,000. And so we have got $1,000 this week to our taxes. So you want to praise God for that. All right, those of you that would like to come and pray, would you come up and stand with me right now?
Okay, Father God, we want to lift up this man in Switzerland, Martin, who has been plagued by demons for years and years, Lord. And we know that it can even get physical. It's a mess to live in that situation. So we thank you, Father God, for him tuning in and being able to line out a plan to take care of this situation, Lord. And we thank you for giving him knowledge on how to handle it, Lord. So we just thank you for that, and that there is power to deal with these demons, Lord. So we thank you for things moving in the right direction for him, Lord. And then also, Lord, we want to lift up this preacher in Mexico or New Mexico that is basically caved in, fell apart, that he stepped into grounds that he should not be in, and then he got sucked right down, which see it time and again. And we thank you, Father God, for redeeming this man and putting him back in the ministry and back to where he's supposed to be serving God, Lord. And we thank you for his wife that has put out this prayer request for him. We thank you, Lord, that you will open his eyes and give him the gift of repentance and set him on the right track where he can be free from that garbage. And we thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father God, we thank you for this day, Lord God. And we thank you for the way that you answer the prayers that we send to you, Lord God. And so, Lord, we come to you, as Christians here, Lord God. We come against the gays and lesbian movement that is in America and throughout the world. We renounce their practices, Lord God, and we do not accept them. And Lord, we pray that you do whatever is necessary to destroy the strongholds of the gays and lesbian movement throughout the world. And Lord God, we pray that they will be exposed for what they really are and for what they really do and for their agendas, Lord God. So we come against them, Lord God, as Christians in America and throughout the world. We come against the gay and lesbian movement, Lord, and we renounce their practices. And Father God, I just throw this before your feet, Lord God, that you will intercede and do whatever it takes to abolish this program and this agenda that they have. And Lord God, we thank you for what you're doing in the oil prices. And Lord God, I'm thanking you that you're driving these prices down and that you're destroying these gangsters that are trying to drive prices up. They may go up for a time, but Lord God, you're intervening and you're driving back down. And when they come back down, they're losing billions of dollars. Every penny is billions of dollars. And Lord God, I just pray that they continually lose their ground and they give up and surrender, Lord God. So Lord, I thank you for what you're doing. I thank you for the great weather that you've provided us here in California, and all the reservoirs are full now, Lord God. And so we thank you as Christians in America and Christians here in California, Lord God, the blessings that you have bestowed upon us, we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for meeting our need. And Lord, we want to thank you for touching the people who have given. And Heavenly Father, we thank you that the rest of this $4,000 is going to be met, Father God. Continue to touch your people here in the congregation and out in the cyber network, Father God, to give, put on their hearts to give. Heavenly Father, if there are Christians out there who feel like giving, who want to give, put it on their heart, Father God. Make a way for them to. Father God, this ministry, we are here to serve you. We are here to get the word out to your people, Father, to the world. And we thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for victory over this. And we praise you and thank you for the gift. Amen.
Father God, I lift up Resurrection Life of Jesus Church to you. Father, we don't know all of the reasons why why the membership is so low or the money is not coming in as much as needed. But you know exactly what it is, Lord God. Help us to seek your face and to make sure that we're not blocking it. Make sure that we're not doing anything that would hinder it, Lord. Father, help us to, all of us, seek your face more, to seek you so much. And because the power is with you, Lord. The power is by your Holy Spirit, not by our power. And none of our abilities or gifts can do anything without that power of the Holy Spirit backing it up. Because it comes only from you, Lord. We pray for this ministry, Lord. We pray the needs will be met. We pray that people will come in and fill the offices that are needed here. That we will get someone who can help with the editing, the video editing. Lord God, someone who's trained and who loves you and wants to serve you. And Father, help us to recognize when that person shows up that we don't look for somebody different or somebody that we have an idea who we want, but let us accept who you send, Lord God, and be trusting you for it. And Father, we ask that those who have not given to this ministry, but who love this ministry and want to help support it, will figure out something that they can do, Lord God, no matter how small or how large, and that they will follow your lead, Lord, and obey you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, we lift up Eric in Canada to you right now. And we pray, Father God, that as he leaves for Europe next week, that you will give him a safe trip across the ocean, Father God. And that, Lord, he will be as safe in the airplane as he will be in his own bed. And we pray, Father God, when he gets to his location, that you will minister to him, Father God, and that he'll be able to minister to his children, Father God, and that they would have such a great time with their dad, that we would simply say, Dad, we love you. We love the Lord. We love to be with you, Dad. Father God, create such a love for Eric and his children in the coming weeks. And Father God, I also lift up Jan Pettersson to you in Sweden, Lord, that you will continue to bless him, Father, as he had a great week this week, Lord. That you will open up a door for a job, so that, Father God, he'll be able to get an airplane ticket and fly over here, and to be set free from the demons that have ruined his life all these years. And I thank you for that. Thank you, Father God, answering all the prayers we've spoken here today. And we give you praise and worship right now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may be seated.
Okay, we're going to take a few minutes for testimonies. Anybody have a testimony this morning? Reggie?
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
During Pastor John's sermon, he mentioned the Noahide laws. And I just wanted to bring to your attention that Noahide laws are United States laws and have been since 1991, signed by George Bush. This is an open secret, and nobody knows about it. But you can look it up on the internet. Just write in Noahide, N-O-A-H-H-I-D-E, and it'll give you the number of the public law and give you a lot of idea of what they have. And this is very bad for America. We do not respect religions, but that's not true anymore. We do respect the Noahide laws. So I want you today, when you go home, get on the internet and look it up. And also, the people who are watching on television, I hope you'll do that and spread the word that this is what's happening. Thank you.
Thank you, Reggie. George Bush was a great man, huh? Okay. The new boss is the same as the old boss. I want to say I am thankful because I've been all doing a lot of traveling with my work, and God is keeping us safe out there. We put in a lot of miles. And also, he continues to give us work in this poor construction market. And he just keeps on giving it to us. So it's a blessing. So I got to give honor to where honor is due. It's God blessing us. So, okay, I'm going to close in prayer. I don't see no more testimonies. Father God, thank you for this day and for our many blessings, Lord. And we thank you, Father, that you are looking out for us, that you have your angels out there that you've appointed to watch over us, Lord. So we thank you for that, Lord. There's many close calls out there sometimes when we're driving or not paying attention to this or that, but we look and we see that your protection's there. So we thank you for that. We thank you, Father God, for knowledge and understanding and that we're not in the dark, Lord. There's many that are in the dark. So we thank you that we won't take that for granted. We also thank you for opening avenues out there for people to hear truth, because it seems that most are dull of hearing. So we thank you for opening those avenues, Lord, and that some might come to the knowledge of the truth. We thank you that Jesus died for us, and he died for all mankind. And we thank you for that we were able to receive it. And we just ask your blessing upon us this day as we go our way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Great mysteries surely one day will come to an end, but faith will conquer the darkness and death, and will lead me at last to my friend. I believe in a hill called Mount Calvary. I believe whatever the cost, and when time has surrendered and earth is no more, I'll still cling to the old rugged cross. I believe that the Christ who was slain on the cross has the power to change lives today. For he changed me completely, a new life is mine. That is why by the cross I will stay. I believe.